Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
And once again, that's the sound of rock cracking, and you've got Doc Holliday's Rock Split Politics. I'm your host, Dr. Ed Holliday, and you're listening to us on webtalkradio.net, and it's a very important week. Why? Because Doc Holliday, after spending years at this microphone, has his name on the ballot for the United States Congress, 1st Congressional District in the state of Mississippi, special election coming up May 12th on Tuesday. Got a special message in today's show. And it's very important that you understand what it means when duty calls. And that is why when I made my opening announcement of my candidacy, I brought out the words of Ronald Reagan speaking the words of Winston Churchill. And I played a little lead into that segment. So I'm going to play this clip that when I announced for my candidacy for the 1st Congressional District on this radio show, then I use these words. Let me play that clip. You'll hear Ronald Reagan. And then I have something special to tell you about duty. I listened to a few words from our former Commander-in-Chief, President of the United States, Ronald Reagan. I listened to those intensely. He gave some words from Winston Churchill. I listened to him and did a lot of praying. Did a lot of looking into what this world is made of. I looked into my children's eyes, and I listened to this little speech again, just a few seconds. I want you to listen to it, and then I'm going to play a little music, and then I'm going to make a very special announcement.
Winston Churchill said, "The destiny of man is not measured by material computations. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals." And he said, "There's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness."
Now, with those words from Ronald Reagan, speaking the words of Winston Churchill, I stepped forward to run for the United States Congress, 1st Congressional District, special election, because our congressman, Alan Nunley, passed away recently. And as I stepped forward with those words, as I listened to him again, now here at the end of this campaign, May the 12th, it's the day to go to the ballot box, but I have to tell you about the sense of duty. I have stepped forward along with 12 other candidates. 12 others are running for the same position. And I have learned to respect the fellow candidates in this race. I've learned that as the Bible says, as iron sharpens iron, so does one man sharpen another. So I understand with these different candidates that there is a special election going on. And there's something else. When Ronald Reagan spoke the words of Winston Churchill about duty and coming out, and I looked at my children and I decided to step forward and come out as a candidate to run for the United States Congress, since that time, I have met people all over the 1st Congressional District in every county. I've talked to people in every county. We have worked and we've worked with our team and our volunteers, and we've gotten out, got our message out in a very short amount of time. It's been 7 weeks. But I need to tell you that sense of duty goes beyond the candidate stepping forward. It goes to the very voters, those who feel an obligation that their children and what the decisions they make and who they elect will affect their children. There is a duty that Ronald Reagan and Winston Churchill were talking about, and that duty goes not just to the candidates, but to the voters themselves. So I'm asking you to step forward with Doc Holliday. I'm asking you that we can give a positive step forward for our nation, we can send a message to Washington, you and me together. And when I talk about stepping forward, it reminds me of the story of Valley Forge. It reminds me of the story of the American Revolution and the War of Independence, the War for Independence. Remember, I've told you that this nation, on July 4, 1776, declared its independence from Great Britain. But we were not truly free until the American soldier and the brains of General Washington and his leadership. We became free when the British surrendered at a place we call Surrender Field. And I've been there, not far from Yorktown, where the British Army surrendered to George Washington. And it is an amazing place to stand. And I've told you before, it's not a crowded place. If you go there, it's not the easiest place to find. And I think I saw more park rangers than anybody else there. But there I stood on that very ground that's so sacred, because that's where our independence really, really began. And what I'm talking about, the sense of duty, there was a time when the enlistment, the men in George Washington's army, their enlistments were up, and he looked into their eyes, and he spoke about their families and about freedom, and he said, "Who will step forward?" And that's why I feel like running for this position in the United States Congress is Doc Holliday stepping forward to take hold of a grasp and of something to say for his children and for everyone that knows me and those who have just met me across the 1st Congressional District. I'm stepping forward, but I realize when I read and hear those words of Ronald Reagan and Winston Churchill talking about duty, it is more than me stepping forward. The voter must step forward. We must step together if we're going to change America, if we're going to send a positive message that we can stand on strong principles from the Bible, strong principles that we have stood on for years. If we are to stand on the principles that work when we talk about conservatism, these are the things that must happen. I have to step forward, and the voters have to step forward and go vote. That is the duty. You can't just sit back and say, "I wish something would happen," or "maybe so-and-so will run," or "I'll wait till this happens," or "the next presidential election." If you live in the 1st Congressional District of Mississippi, it's time to step forward as a voter. And Doc Holliday's name is on the ballot. My name is the legal name, Edward Troy Holliday. Go vote for Edward Troy Holliday May 12th, this week. Now, if you don't live in the 1st Congressional District, the duty is still there. You know of people who live in the 1st Congressional District of Mississippi or have friends in Mississippi, and I can assure you, if you have friends in Mississippi, if you call them, even if they're on the Gulf Coast in Biloxi, or if they're in Jackson or Vicksburg, which are not in the 1st Congressional District, they more than likely will know someone who lives in the 1st Congressional District, because that's how Mississippi is. We're made of small town people who have moved different places, and we know someone all over the state. So call your friends and tell them it's time to get out and vote for a constitutional, common sense, conservative Doc Holliday. It's time to get out and vote. This is the week. Now, why should you vote for Dr. Edward Troy Holliday? Those listening over the years, you know, but I know we have new listeners. So I'm going to have to tell you that I am Dr. Ed Holliday, and I want you to remember three things. First, I am a common sense, constitutional conservative. And second, I am a dentist, a successful small business owner, and I have a verifiable, long-time record of promoting Judeo-Christian values and conservative truths. And three, May 12th, this week, it's time to go vote for Edward Troy Holliday as your next congressman. That's why the 1st Congressional District is so special, and this is a special election. As I said, there will be no R's or D's after anybody's name. It's not a political party-run race. This is a special election. Everyone runs as independent, and you know my values. You know my leanings. You know the Republican Party. I find more values, but I am not going in to raise the standard for just one party. I'm going in to raise the standard for the American people, the common folks, those who feel like they don't have a voice, those who are tired of the establishment of a handful of people saying, this is who we want in, and they were going to ask this company and this company and these companies and these companies to put money in their back pockets for the campaign. Excuse me, I don't literally mean back pockets. I mean in their political campaigns. But that's how they've controlled the Congress for years. Let's break that cycle. I can break it. If you'll help Doc Holliday by getting out and voting, we can break that cycle where just a handful of people control who gets elected to Congress. It's exciting to know that people are behind me and ready to break that cycle. As I say, Washington is sick and Doc Holliday has the cure. And I'm asking for your vote because I believe in America. I believe in the constitutional principles on which America was founded. I live in the 1st Congressional District. All the people who know the 1st Congressional District know I live here and have been here. And there are some people running. It is legal. It's okay. It's legal to run if you don't live in the district. But I still think the majority of people want someone representing them in this district who can vote for themselves. You know, they're wise. My wife can vote for me. But if you don't live in a district, your wife can't even vote for you to run. I do believe the majority of people want someone as our representative who lives in the 1st Congressional District. You know, and there's some people running in this race that are already got their names on another ballot because they're already a politician and they're in this re-election year. So they're running for another position. I only want to be your United States Congressman. I'm not a politician. I want to step forward and break the cycle of the puppet type run people who are controlled by those who help push you into office. They're not trying to push me in office because they haven't provided any funds to get me pushed into office. But now, I do want you to know that I am conservative. Many of you are new listeners, and people who have been listening to this show for the past few years know that Dr. Ed Holliday is conservative, but I have open ears, open minds. You know, I've had people on this program, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, who are not passionate about conservatism like I am. But I want to hear their voice, and we have respected their voice, and we've heard them, and I listen with open ears. So I reach out to all communities because I realize we are America, and I believe we're heading in the wrong direction, but we can stand up with principle. We can stand up with proven conservative methods and ways to improve our country, and I want you to know that I will have a ear and listen to all people, because when I get sent to Congress, I will represent everyone. I may not agree with your views. You may not agree with mine, but I will listen. And there's another thing that what I've done, and one of the things I've found, I've had for years, I've held on to it, and I've shown people. I can't show you over the radio, but I have a card, and I'm proud of that card. It has a fading image of Ronald Reagan. You heard him speak a while ago with his word. But the fading image of Ronald Reagan is a card that says 1979. It says, first supporter, Ronald Reagan, Mr. Ed Holliday, and I'm proud of that card. And he inspired me, Ronald Reagan. I remember when he came to Mississippi and spoke at a Philadelphia county, in the Shelby County Fair, and I've got my diehard Democrat father to load up the car and take me and the rest of the family. I wanted to hear Ronald Reagan in person, and I got to hear him. And that was something that excited me. And over the years, I've followed him and studied the conservatism and saw the way he communicated, and I want to be able to communicate. I'll never be the great communicator like Ronald Reagan, but I'm passionate, and you've heard me on his radio show, and those who know me, I'm passionate when I write in the papers, when I write a book, when I write an essay. I'm passionate about my country and the roots that I have, and that I can see the vision of where we're going, and we need to turn back from the direction we're going now. And we can do it if we work together. And that is why it's so crucial that you and I step forward. I step forward to run. It's time for you to step forward and vote and get out. Not only you, but get your friends and your neighbors to step out and vote. The May 12th is the day. Now, if you help elect Doc Holliday, you're going to be sending a conservative congressman to Washington with a sword and a shield. And I'm going to tell you about what that means when you send a conservative congressman to Washington with a sword and shield. But first, let me remind you about this. You're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. And we're speaking about the special congressional race on May 12th in the state of Mississippi in the 1st Congressional District, because Doc Holliday is on the ballot with 12 other candidates. And yes, it'll be spread out, and whoever the top two, if no one gets over 50%, the top two will run off in 3 weeks. So it's very important to get out and vote. Now, saying that, I want to encourage you to listen to the other shows right here on webtalkradio.net. So go check that out and go check out our archives. I've talked about this race, and I'm telling you, as far as what we're going to be looking at in the next few weeks, some of you who are following the show and you hear about, I told you about what's going on in the 1st Congressional District, but I do want to let you know, next week we are going to get back into presidential politics, because it's like popcorn popping. Every week there's another GOP presidential contender announcing. This past week it was Mike Huckabee, and we know it's getting to be a field that's getting more and more crowded. We have Ben Carson, the neurosurgeon who is retired now, has jumped into presidential race. So there's a lot to talk about when it comes to presidential politics, and I'm not going to spend the time. I was going to mention on this show some of those things I just mentioned to them, but I don't want to spend a lot of time because I probably couldn't do it justice. So I'm just letting you know that next week we'll start talking about these presidential contenders in the GOP, in the Republican field, and there's things to talk about on the Democratic field. Is it a rocky start for Hillary Clinton? Is she going to be coronated, or will she get some opposition? So presidential politics, a lot to talk about. It's heating up. 2016 is just around the corner, and Rock Splitting Politics is going to be there with you to help you sort out what you need to know. Now, saying all that, let me just say this. A candidate for Congress, I've learned a lot about running for office. I've never run before and for a political campaign, and here we are, and this is the week of the election, and I have to tell you that it has been exciting. My body is physically tired in many ways, but in ways I've been inspired by the people I've talked to, and I've seen some that I disagree with, and they disagreed with me. But a majority say, just as I see, we are going in the wrong direction. And we've got to get this nation turned around. And it's going to take more than one congressman out of 435, but with the passion and the desire to get these things done that we know are good for America and small business and getting the economy and getting new energy policies. These are the things that drive me to step forward and run for Congress. And those are the things that excite me, is being a candidate and reaching out to the people that we can get a constitutional, common sense conservative elected to Congress and get things moving and get some passion and get some actual things done that brings life and spirit back into the economy and get America rolling again. So let me let you listen to this little bit of music, and then I've got something very important to tell you on the other side of the music.
I have read a fiery gospel written burnished rows of steel. As ye deal with my condemners, so with you my grace shall deal. Let the hero born of woman crush the serpent with his heel. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
And there's a verse you don't ever hear very often played, the battle hymn of the Republic. And as we listen to that verse, one of the things I wanted you to hear was the part before glory, glory, hallelujah, was the part that we can overcome evil. And there's evil in this world. We know everything from terrorism to we see children that don't have a mom and dad in a home. And we have so many people who are growing up fatherless by the millions. And that is not what made America great. In fact, that is one of the problems. We can see if it's the riots last year in Ferguson, Missouri, or what we just saw in Baltimore, Maryland. What we need to know is our country is not going in the right direction. We have leaders talking about how good things are and talking about how good the economy is, and it's like whitewashing a rotten fence. There's something rotten. We're not trying to reestablish and repair the fence. We're just whitewashing over it. And that's what the government statistics, they're trying to put things out and they talk about unemployment report. But how about the workforce number? How many people are actually in the workforce? These are the things that we need to have truth coming out of Washington. And if you get Dr. Ed Holliday elected to Congress, I'm going to help bring out the truth and look at the problems and not keep kicking the can down the road. Everything from the national debt, which we call generational theft on this program, everything from that to this health care policy that is growing like a cancer, destroying our economy and destroying the health care we've known. So these are the things that I've got to go to Washington for with a passionate voice for you, the hardworking taxpayers. The middle class is getting slammed on both sides. And we got help for the poor, help for the rich, help for the Medicare, and there's things that need worked in there. But the middle class is just getting wiped out by the policies that have been in place. And we need someone to speak up for the common man, the common person, the common people who know that Washington is sick. And guess what? Doc Holliday has the cure. And let me tell you some of the cures right here, because people have been asking, you've been listening to the show, go back and listen to the archives last 3 or 4 weeks. But may end up with the things that you need to know. I've gone across the First District of Mississippi. Now, to our listeners around the country and even those around the world, some of these names are not going to be familiar to you. But if you live in Mississippi, you've heard them. If you live in the Mid-South, that means Tennessee, Arkansas, Mississippi area, you've heard some of these names. But for some of you haven't. Last week, I went to my hometown, the first hometown I ever had. The first 3 years of my life, I lived in a town called Cleblett. And somebody says, how do you spell that? Well, it's C-H-A-L-Y-B-E-A-T-E, an Indian name. And a week before that, I spoke at a place called Iuka. Now, it's spelled I-U-K-A. You see people stumble all over that name. But I'm proud of spoken in Iuka. I'm proud I've been to Cleveland. I'm proud of the small towns, the small communities across North Mississippi that make up the District 1 area. It's all over America, really. That's the heartbeat of America. It's the small business owners, the mom and pop stores, and keeping these communities together. It's like the glue that keeps us together. And you love something about getting out in the rural parts of the counties. And these are places where people are suffering. The middle class is getting the greatest twist and grind of everyday life. It's just keeping them from catching up. It's keeping them even from rising up into the higher levels of the middle class. In fact, many people are slipping from middle class into the working class that is just above the poverty line. And that is not acceptable. And that's why I said we need more jobs and better paying jobs. And I want you to know, if you vote for Dr. Ed Holliday, you're going to get a sword and a shield. And the shield is to protect the unborn. The shield is to protect the right to keep and bear arms. The shield is to protect traditional marriage. And the shield is to protect all our constitutional rights. But more than just a shield, you're going to get a sword to attack the IRS and its abusive policies toward its citizens. We know the IRS has been abusive. It's been elusive to Congress. And it's conclusive. We can't reform it. It's time to abolish it. Go to a common sense consumption tax that we can do if you get someone in Congress with a passion and a perseverance and a way to communicate to the Americans who are tired and sick of this IRS being a fearmonger. They worry and they fear over the IRS businesses and individuals, and it's time for someone to get to Washington with a passion to abolish it. Elect Doc Holliday on May 12th, and we will have someone to speak to the power with a passion and communicate our desire to return to something we had before the IRS, before we had the 16th Amendment, and that is why we've got to work together. But it doesn't stop there. We know, like I said, it's like a cancer. This what we call what is named the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. Well, it doesn't protect the patients from different people and insurance companies wanting $5,000 deductibles. It does not become affordable when you have to pay out a $5,000 or $10,000 deductible before insurance pays. You know what? I don't even call it the total cost. We're talking about high numbers. My insurance has gone up more than $6,000 after we were told it would go down $2,500. I'm talking about premiums. And now I cannot even get a plastic card. I have to go online and print out a piece of paper after paying enough money. It's unbelievable. And I can't even get a plastic card to tell my insurance number. I have to print it off on a piece of paper. That's, I just telling you, we got to repeal the entire Affordable Care Act, rip it out by its roots. When I said we got a sword and a shield, the sword is to rip out by the roots this Affordable Care Act that's neither affordable nor caring. And we need to replace it with some common sense solutions. And I've put some of those out before in previous shows. And you need to know there are plans out there with some new twists that Doc Holliday can bring to Washington to help get us something that will be a health care plan that's durable, long-lasting, and brings about a burst of freedom in the medical market for America. Now, what else do we have? Well, you elect Doc Holliday, and you're going to get someone who's going to be against illegal immigration, against amnesty, and for securing our borders. We cannot have terrorists coming over our borders. We are sitting ducks with terrorists come over in high amounts of numbers. Could already be here. Could already be here. And that is scary. It's a thought that we have to look at our country and our military leaders. And our law enforcement leaders have to know what's going on, who's coming across the border. And I just have to tell you, I'm afraid we don't have the answer now. And that's why we need someone in Washington with a passion and desire to let the truth be known. So we need the sword to go out there and bring the attack to the liberal and socialist policies that are bringing America down. You send Doc Holliday to Washington, and I'll provide for our national defense, secure our border, stop amnesty, support Israel, and provide for our veterans. We have to provide for our veterans because, like I've said before, we owe no greater debt than that owed to our veterans. I have spoken before veteran groups several times, and I'm committed to fight to keep America safe and secure and ensure that our veterans are provided all necessary resources to address the afflictions they have endured through their sacrifice on behalf of our country and our freedom. Now, my father was one of 10 brothers serving in the U.S. military from World War II through the Korean conflict. At one point, my grandmother had 7 of her sons serving overseas during World War II. And she walked the floors many a night. My dad can tell me about that and how serious it is when American soldiers, men and women, are sent into battle. They are not the only ones who are affected. It's the families. I understand that. And I know the sacrifices that goes into making decisions. And as congressman, you have to understand, I will weigh every decision when it comes to putting our men and women in danger, in harm's way, to defend our country. And that I can assure you. Now, one of the things that I need to let you know here on this show, because this is the last show we have before the election. The election is here. But just to give you the rundown, you elect Doc Holliday as your congressman. You're going to get a congressman ready and willing to represent the people, the common people of North Mississippi. We are uncommon in many ways because we are unique. And I live in the district. Not all candidates live in the district. And not all candidates are just wanting one job. They got their name on the ballot for other jobs they already hold. I only want to be your United States Congressman, Dr. Ed Holliday. That's the name you need to know. Tell your friends and tell your neighbors and all the people listening to this show. You can call people and acquaintances and people you know in North Mississippi. That's from DeSoto County right below Memphis. Sort of like a triangle. You go with a line that goes almost straight down to Columbus, Mississippi. And you anything above that, from that to the Alabama line up to the Tennessee line, that is the first congressional district. So if you know people in there, tell them to get on the phone, get on Facebook, get on whatever means necessary, and tell them to vote for Dr. Ed Holliday. With 13 people running for this office, there's 12 other candidates besides Doc Holliday. So many people are confused. It's simple. Tell them Washington is sick and Doc Holliday has the cure. That's the one thing you remember for sure. And I want you to get on the phone and get people called and let them know to vote for Dr. Ed Holliday. This is an election. We can help change the country and turn the direction of our country around. And I want you to just remember, like I said at the first of the show, when former President Ronald Reagan spoke the words of Winston Churchill and said, there's a time that demands duty. I've stepped forward. You step forward as a voter. Get out to the ballot box. Go to the polling booth. Vote for Dr. Ed Holliday as Mississippi's next congressman of the 1st Congressional District. As I said, most of my listeners are not able to vote because you don't live in the district. And we got some candidates who can't vote for themselves. The families can't vote for them. They don't live in the district. But I want you to know that if anybody you know, get on the phone, contact them, like I said. But you can pray for us. And it's not too late to send support. We're getting last-minute ad buys, and the top two will run it off. So stay tuned, and we'll see how the election goes Tuesday night, May 12th. And we'll get a update as soon as we can. And I just want to say this. I appreciate my listeners. You've been listening to me for years. You know my politics. You know how important it is that we can get somebody in Washington with a voice and a passion for the common people, common sense, conservative politics. And that's what Dr. Ed Holliday represents the people, we the people. So now's the time to make your choice. Help us get it into Congress. And I appreciate all you've done. And I appreciate you listening. We'll continue, and we will. Now, the campaign trail is coming down to the end of May 12th. We'll see how the vote goes. And I'll tell you this, we will get into some presidential politics because that is heating up. So listen to next week's show, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Go out and vote May 12th. God bless you, and we will have a lot to report next week. And if you don't remember anything else I've said and during this entire campaign, or if you don't remember anything any candidate has said in this entire campaign, I want you to remember this for sure. Washington is sick, and Doc Holliday has the cure. See you next week.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.